Walk me through the approach to this new emergency order.
Yes, well, thank you for the opportunity to talk with you and the community about Emergency Order 2.0. Emergency Order 2.0 replaces Emergency Order 1.1, which was established on December 18th, 2020, and it was in place when I was retained to fill this position on January 19th. I've now been in the community about 8 weeks and have gotten a sense during that time that there's a lot of interest throughout the community in having the city revisit Emergency Order 1.1 and look at whether there should be some changes made, and if so, what changes might be desirable. To address that, I consulted with a wide cross-section of the community. I consulted with the recreational fishing industry representatives, members of the city COVID task force, members of the city health professionals here in town, and a number of other people, as well as looking at CDC guidelines with regard to COVID and state of Alaska guidelines, and, you know, a general look at the medical and scientific literature on these subjects. And based on that, I concluded that it would be desirable to make some changes to Emergency Order 1.1 and issue a new emergency order, which I did on March 30th, called Emergency Order 2.0. I did that because we're now in a different and better situation than we were last year when COVID first arrived. A large portion of the community is now vaccinated, and at the rate and supply of vaccinations that are projected in the near future, my understanding is that certainly by the end of April, every person in Dillingham who wants to get a COVID vaccination will be able to do that. Nevertheless, COVID has not disappeared. We must all keep up our guard. Emergency Order 2.0 balances the continuing need for COVID safety for our community and the opportunity to begin to return closer to a normal pre-COVID life for ourselves and our businesses.
So when you say you consulted with the community, that was when you were gathering public comments a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, I did it over 2 or 3 weeks, I think, yes.
If two people are traveling back to Dillingham, one is vaccinated and one is not, and they're traveling together, they're part of the same household, do both people have to quarantine when they get back?
So Section 3H, Harry, of Emergency Order 2.0. I'm just going to read it. It's short. The members of a household of a traveler who is required to quarantine under Section 3 do not themselves have to quarantine unless the traveler or any household member becomes symptomatic or test positive for COVID-19. If someone is in the household of someone who travels in and the traveler is not symptomatic or testing positive, then the other members of the household do not have to quarantine.
People are burnt out, and some people really don't want to see any city regulations regarding COVID-19 in place. They would prefer the city have guidelines instead of ordinances, you know, so guidelines instead of requirements. One dissatisfaction that I've heard with the Emergency Order 2.0 is that it is requiring people to make the choice of either getting vaccinated to avoid quarantine or still quarantine. And I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Thanks. I have a number of thoughts. One, no policy is perfect. There were lots of disagreements, as I understand it, and I heard it after I arrived in Dillingham, about Emergency Order 1.1. And I think your point is well taken that there's already disagreement on the part of certain members of the community with Emergency Order 2.0. What the city has done in the past is base its emergency orders on CDC and State of Alaska and Dillingham medical professional guidelines and input and recommendations. And so I've continued that tradition and that history in crafting Emergency Order 2.0. So it maintains some of the basic guidance from the CDC. The CDC guidelines still say that you should be quarantined after traveling. And so based on the current literature and general CDC guidelines and input from the medical community, I crafted it to say that people who are vaccinated do not have to quarantine because of the understanding that they no longer present a significant risk. There's no such thing as zero risk, but they present a small degree or reasonably small degree of risk to others as well as to themselves. Now, why is the policy crafted to provide that arrangement for vaccinated persons? It's because generally the medical professions in this community and in the country believe that the more people that are vaccinated, the better for the whole community. So one way to do that is to recognize the reduced risk to the community that being vaccinated brings and craft the quarantine policies accordingly.
This has rekindled a discussion about the relationship between personal freedoms and public policies about health and safety regulations. Can you go into what your stance is on that issue and your role as city manager?
Okay, well, I certainly agree that in Dillingham, as well as elsewhere in the country, there's a diversity opinion about how much priority freedom of decision-making compared to demonstrably scientific, valuable public health measures should take, how to strike that balance. Again, I'm following the history and the tradition that the city has done, which is to put great emphasis on the health and medical professionals in terms of what is best for a community in terms of public health. And so that's the priority I've continued during my tenure here as interim city manager.
Is there anything else you would like to say to the people listening to this?
I guess I would just close saying that let's remember we're one city, we're one area, and we're one people. We made it through last year, the first summer of COVID-19 in Dillingham. Now, this year is new and different. We are still all in this skiff together, and we need to take care of each other. Let's continue to take care of each other this year in the same cooperative, conscientious, and determined manner that we did last year.
Greg Brelsford, thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to talk about the new emergency order today and about your thoughts on where we're at.